You're asking a question about humility. Chinarapi sunichi naturai vasishna. Mani na mani dena kirtaniya sundahari. How can we implement these four ideas contained in this verse and apply this mood of dainyata or dainya bhava in our everyday dealings with the people in the world, the events in the world, the circumstances, or animals, or whatever. I think what I understand from my experience is that this humility, it comes when a genuine humility appears when one has a very concrete relationship with Krishna, which is based on knowledge, acquired knowledge, practice of that knowledge, and revelation. And he can be moment to moment humble in every situation if he's moment to moment remembering his Lord and understanding, and always moment to moment identifying himself as Das, Das, Anudas, which means he's self-realized. That this is happening. Oh, Krishna, this is an interesting play you're having. Okay. Because when one wants to assert himself or control or assert or control, that means that he's actually acting outside of his position. We perform our duty, we perform our service, and then whatever happens, we tolerate and go on with our service and go on. And devotees always trying to trace Krishna out. Where is Krishna? What is going on? And maybe he sees that his responses aren't so humble sometimes, and then he feels repentive about that and praise the Lord that, oh, I'm not really realizing that you're the controller, and not really realizing that you're the doer, and not really realizing that you're the center of everything and the cause of everything. I'm trying to control and do and cause. I'm trying to do it, and I'm trying to control it, and I'm trying to cause it. But somehow you've made this arrangement, so all right, I accept it. Acceptance. I think humility, is another word for humility is acceptance. For example, if you're in a situation, you in one circumstance, humility may mean to take charge of someone if they require to be protected and they need some leadership or some guidance. So then it may seem assertive or aggressive or as if you're exhibiting the quality of control, but it may be necessary. And that's humility. Now, in another situation, humility may appear as in this form where you're with some individual or some family members or anyone here and there, and they very much want to control, and they expect you to be controlled by them, and you just play, okay, this is his thing, this is her thing, because you don't lose your center. As I said, you're always centered on Krishna. Okay, it's a play, it's a drama. You want to be the big cheese? Okay, do it. It makes you feel good. I don't lose any ground by submission. A person who is humble, he never loses his position by submission. Because a person who is genuinely humble, he's fixed in his position in relation to, he's fixed in his relationship with Krishna. So it may appear, oh, why is he so servile? Or why is he bowing down? He should stand up. But he's not bothered because his relationship with Krishna is going on and on. He doesn't depend on the circumstance outside himself. He doesn't depend on the people outside himself to get his support, to get his encouragement, to get his satisfaction. He gets his support, encouragement, and satisfaction from his ongoing relationship and exchanges with Krishna. Because the people in this world are all puppets on strings being played by Maya, the puppeteer. So sometimes we're supposed to be, the underdog, and sometimes we're supposed to be the overdog or whatever. This is, okay, Krishna, what is my role here? I'm supposed to be like this. Okay, I don't lose. See, the devotee, because the devotee always has the greatest wealth. What is this? You should stand up, fight this out. Who cares, Krishna? This is going on. Come on, how can you do that? Because his ego is already surrendered to God. Ego means identity, your center. What is your center? What is your identity? That's your ego. What is your ego and your identity? My ego is I'm Krishna Das, and my center is Krishna's happiness and pleasure. Oh, he'll be happy if I just keep quiet here. And what's the point? I can talk till cows come home. But this person's not going to change their viewpoint. And, you know, once person crosses 15, 18, that's it. Whatever opinions you have when you're 18, you'll have them till you die. They just get thicker and stronger, like a rhinoceros. And you start off with rabbit skin and you end up with the hide of a rhinoceros. Rabbit skin is kind of soft and furry. But then you grow up and your conceptions are so rigid and so, you know, they become like a rhinoceros skin. It's just like hard as a rock or something. So, I mean, humility is, as you know, you must be knowing, and they describe the books in Gaudiya Vaishnavism and Rasa and Bhava, humility is one of the symptoms of prema, Krishna prema. They have a correlation. They say the greater the Krishna prema, the greater the humility. So prema means relationship, sambandha. So the greatest prema is Radharani and the gopis. And so obviously in her nature, in her behavior, her attitudes are the exhibitions of the greatest humility. And when she came with the Bhava and Kanti, her Bhava and Kanti mixed up in Gauranga, then Gauranga showed the utmost expression of true humility, because everywhere he was seeing Krishna, Brajendranandan Shyamasundar. And another aspect of humility is that when one is always thinking of himself as a servant, seeing himself as a servant, and looking for circumstances where he can serve in any given situation, then that will be the true test of his humility. How much he can adopt a service posture in some particular exchange. Usually we want to adopt a dominating posture, a lordship posture, one-upmanship. Defeat, you know, I want to be the victor. But the servant who is in the service or seva bhav, seva consciousness, he's always victorious. Because what he has is Krishna. And he never loses his relationship with Krishna. Someone may put him down, someone may insult him, someone may fire him or throw him this way, that way, and the whole material energy may seem to come against him. But we see always just humbly going on with a smile on his face, chanting Hare Krishna. Because he says, oh my Lord, you want to do this to me? Like we see when once Gaurakishore Das Babaji, he was walking through Navadvip. And some Bengali boys, Navadvip Vasis, Dam Vasis, this is about 80 years, 100 years ago or so, Gaurakishore time, and they started throwing stones at him. And then, and they're saying bad names and throwing stones at the Baba. And then he started saying, hey, what is this, Gornitai? I'm in your holy dom. This is your idea. You know, you're throwing these stones at me. What are you doing? You know, what did I do? Why are you throwing these stones at me? So he was like criticizing. He was saying, "What? You just stop this. You know, if you don't stop throwing stones at me, I'm going to go tell Mother Sachi." He said he saw these boys were like Gornitai. Look, you know, you're throwing stones. I'm going to tell your Mother Sachi. And so he took it in a very high visionary mood. And of course, the boys were not Gornitai, and they were just some kids of Bengal 500 years ago or so. But he was just, even in such a circumstance where he's being beaten and stoned, he just laughed it off and saw his Lord Gauranga, Gaurakishore. So, of course, he's a Premi Bhakta. He can have such vision and such experience. So for us, it's repeated attempts to walk and falling down and walking and falling down. But this humility is a state of consciousness, and it reflects the level of our spiritual consciousness. And genuine humility and humble, hanging one's head humbly, or speaking in a gentle voice and acting very cordially and friendly to everyone, and helping old people across the street and holding the door open for ladies, and all these kind of expressions, they're not necessarily humble at all. It's just some social decorum or some cultural upbringing. And moreover, it's actually not humble. It's not, most of the time, it's person gets sense gratification by doing that. Makes them feel good. A real humility is being ready and willing to make someone else feel good, even if you get put down in the process, or you get lost in the process. This humility is, and it's growing because it's spiritual qualities. So spiritual qualities, they grow, they expand. So you may feel, it may be something humble when you're a few years doing sadhana bhakti, but your humility will change after 30 years. Hopefully. And Lord Chaitanya, in the analysis of Bhajan Rahasyam, he's saying that this is a very preliminary stage of advancement in devotional perfection. That this third shloka of the Shikshastakam, Trinadapi Sunichi Naturi Vasishna, Amanina Mani Dina Kirtaniya Sadari. These type of attitudes and viewpoints are reflective of the awakening of love in the heart. It's called nishta. One becomes nishta, there's some love is awakened. But until he crosses so many anarthas and so many obstacles in avidya and lethargy and laziness, he has no taste for Krishna, no real attraction. So after nishta comes ruchi, and that's serious. So the nishta level, the one is really humble, he always sees Krishna everywhere, and the easiest way to see Krishna everywhere is to chant Hare Krishna. So then he's Kirtaniya Sadhari. He's always chanting, "Oh Krishna, this is nice, this is a very good thing now. What am I supposed to do now? Okay, bow down. Yes, sir." And now, what am I supposed to do? All these people are here. Oh, you have to lead them. Oh, okay. If you show me the way, I'll show them the way. If you show me the way, I'll show them the way. But because pride would be, I don't want to do it. So someone might say, oh, he's taking a humble position. He doesn't want to step up and be a leader and get all this profit and distinction out of it. He's very humble. He just wants to wash the pots, you know. So that's actually pride, because you're holding on to your position, because you're calculating your sense gratification. So that's pride. Pride means calculating my sense gratification. Pride means calculating my personal sense gratification. And humility means calculating Krishna's satisfaction, acting in such a way to please Krishna. So the actual humble thing will be just see, oh, Krishna, I didn't arrange this, Krishna did. I didn't want it. It just came out of nowhere. And even when it was presented, I said, no, forget it. I want to maintain my independence and my position, my pride, my controlship. But then I thought, wait a minute, this is Krishna's temple. These are Krishna's devotees. And Krishna's devotee is asking me to do this. And everyone's supposed to have some authority over their head, and he's my GVC. So then, reluctantly, I became humble. And I surrendered. I said, okay, this is for Krishna's pleasure, then dasasmi. So I had to become humble to accept that service of leadership. So this is a strange combination, leadership and humility. As usually, leadership brings all kinds of prestige and pride with it. Oh, I'm a big man in this company. This time. Don't you know who I am? I'm the biggest. I own this company. Step aside, Buster. Shine my shoes. Hold the door open. Then you walk through. Yes. See, he now, I know, now I sit him straight. It's like everyone's just a play puppet, you know. Because basically most people are just being moved by the most of nature and they think they're controlling. And a real devotee knows I'm not the controller, but Krishna is moving me.